Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad city, broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do better. Oh, my friend, they come around, fetch a fetch, body, rats on the west side, bed bugs, I'm down, what a mess, this town's tattered, my brains are splattered, all over Manhattan, should do be, check out who. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4CBS. Fantastic. Juanos Addiction, come on. When we first met, you got your ass benched. It was a long time ago. And now you're still here, baby. Yeah. Tonight, Andy Gresh will join us in 10 minutes or so from Providence. We'll talk all things Boston with our buddy Andy Gresh. You hear him on CBS Sports Radio on the weekends. Rick Haro later this hour as well on our Sports Business Report. Very exciting. I'm watching the Sixers 103-94 with 9 left on the Nets in no sleep till Brooklyn, NY, baby. All of this is happening. Here's what I think. Too many turnovers, no rebounding, and that'll do it. You just turn the ball over the whole night, and then you can't get any rebounds on either end. And so when you miss, you never get a second chance. And when they miss, they get 2 and 3 chances.
They haven't shot the ball particularly well tonight either.
And they keep coming back. Now they're down 6, right? And they keep coming back, and they sniff it, and then she breaks their heart again. She just always lies to you. Come on over and we'll sleep together. And then, boom, slams the door in your face. The Sixers just keep finding a way to turn this from, 5-6 to 10 again. You know what I mean? It's been the whole night. Driving me crazy. Their turnovers. They had like 9 in the first half. That was good for what? You're looking at facing 18 points. You get about half of that, right? That was good for 9 points, if you ask me. 9 turnovers is, to me, 9 points. You know, because you get 9 trips. Possibility of 2s and 3s, right? So I figured 9 points you're losing out on right there. And then you get no rebounds. So in other words, you're soft as cookie dough, right? Like, so you're not crashing a glass and you lose. That's what happens. It's real simple. Whenever I look at games or I play in games, I look at how'd you rebound? How'd you shoot, right? So if you're not shooting well, you're not getting any rebounds, you're going to lose the game. That's it. It's real simple. So we'll see what they do here at the end. Do you think they'll do it or not, Carver High? Down 6 with about 8 minutes to go. Is that about right? 8.5 to go, down 6. Can they pull it off? Are you giving them any chance at all, Carver High?
It's like you say, they keep getting just close enough to where then they blow it and they let the Sixers take a little bit back. I think the Sixers are going to win this game.
Yeah. Mafia, are you with me on this? You listened to it on the way in. It was frustrating. They turned the ball over every day. And not only that, they got no calls. And then they were letting, Boban Marjanovic shoot threes and do whatever he wanted in the paint, too. When that guy's pulling up from 3, you know you got a problem, right? You're just letting them do whatever they want. If the worst guy on the floor is shooting threes, then they're just mocking you, essentially. Are they not? And then the other thing I wanted to say about this game was the Simmons stuff has gotten, I think, kind of ridiculous, right? Putting up wanted posters in the city and stuff, like, where's his jumper? And you know what you did? You just, you woke him up. He's, 9 of 10 from the floor. Did you see that? He's got 20 points. He's 9 of 10 from the floor with 4 rebounds and 6 dimes. So nice job, ticking him off.
Well, even then, like, if you're going to do something like that, if you're going to mess with the guy, like, do it after he sucks. He had a triple-double against you in game two, and then you act like he's terrible?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't shoot a jumper. Doesn't matter. If he gets to the rim, he's still going to beat you.
Who cares if he can't shoot? If the guy, he can't shoot, he's 9 of 10 tonight, and he also gets to the rack. And when that guy gets within anywhere in the paint, he either finishes or passes to somebody that dunks. Does he not? I mean, it's just how do you make fun of Ben Simmons? I know the guy can't shoot. Last year he had 1 point in a playoff game. But he is as dangerous as any guy with the ball in the league. Is he not? The Sharks take the early lead with a
all three games tonight, goals in the first 2 minutes of the game. Unbelievable.
There you go. Sharks lead at Hurdle. What did we have in the other game, Carver High, tonight in the hockey?
Yeah, the Hurricanes evening things up with the Caps. 2-2 now down there. A lot of controversy at the end of that one, too.
What was the controversy?
Well, there was a very questionable hit by the Fogle, who had a goal in the game for Carolina, on Oshie, where he kind of put him in the boards and his back, and he was defenseless, and he got a two-minute minor for it. It probably could have been a major.
So he had a goal, and he took out one of their best players.
Yes, and Reardon said after the game that Oshie's going to be gone for – he won't be playing anytime soon. So he didn't say what the injury is, of course, but Oshie done for the Caps.
Oshie's done for the playoffs.
Well, he said all he said was he won't be playing anytime soon. That was all the coach said.
Okay, so then here's what's going to happen. The Canes win. I bet on them tonight, by the way. Cover. And then what they're going to do is they're going to go to D.C., and the Capitals are going to annihilate at least one of their players. And so the dirty series is that one. That one's going to go to D.C., and I guarantee you someone's getting their head lobbed off in Game 5. It's going to happen.
Very possible.
Well, Ovechkin already dropped one of their guys, so they just got even with him is what they did.
And
right? They took out Oshie.
Ovechkin was one of the most vocal guys, too, after the game.
What did he say?
Just basically saying that it was ridiculous that it was only 2 minutes. You know, he was defenseless. But, you know, so Ovechkin's, he's going to be out for it on Saturday night, too.
He had a goal on tonight as well as second in the playoffs. He'll do it himself. He'll chop someone's leg off himself because he's as dirty as they come. When he wants to be, he can be real dirty.
No question.
And physical. I think he's a really good player. Jets lead the Blues after two in Farrelipeg, 2-0. Sharks lead on the Hurdle goal. And then the other game, how about the Spurs? They were up, I think, 19 at one point. Is that accurate? They were up maybe, was it that big? And then, so at one point, I know they were up big. And then they were down 8, right? And now they're back up again, 3 at the half, 61-58. And then tonight, the Warriors, who seldom come out to play, are playing the Clippers at Staples. I'm all over that game tonight, Carver High, because I expect violence here tonight. I certainly hope so.
I'm with you on the Warriors tonight. No mercy. Sweep the leg.
Do you expect to see any violence here today?
I certainly hope so.
This is all happening. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Don't forget PharrellOnTheBench.com for the best picks, the best price, the best return. Everybody's digging it. You hear them calling the show, Pharrell, all you do is make me fat stacks. Sign up, PharrellOnTheBench.com, episode 203 of Pharrell on the Bets, my sports betting podcast tomorrow. It drops in the morning every day on iTunes, Google Play, Westwood1Podcast.com. Don't forget Carver High's Hockey Show, ILC Podcast, 855-212-4227. Andy Gresh up first from CBS Sports Radio and PRO in Providence.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS is the number to get on the bench. By the way, the Sixers now up 11 with 5 left. I think that game's toast. I told you, every time they even sniff it, they get close, and then it's 9 or 10 before you can spit. So they're not going to blow this game. I just don't see it. It'd take a miracle. Andy Gresh is our buddy from PRO in Providence and CBS Sports Radio. You hear him on the weekends on the network, and you hear him on the bench a lot. How you doing, Andy?
I'm great, Pharrell. How are you, brother?
I'm cool, dude. So let's start with I want to go through a litany of things with you. The Celtics' performance so far in the series of the Pacers. Now they go to Indy, and then so my question is, Kyrie Irving had, you know, I thought really good games, 37 in game two, lighting it up. How long before he's talking about his depression and wanting to kill himself and leave Boston by tomorrow? What do you think?
Yeah, Pharrell, the guy is nauseating at times, and there were a lot of people today that were really squawking about, boy, this shows he can lead the Celtics. There's a couple of things to remember. Number one, Marcus Smart is hurt, so it's one less guy that Brad Stevens has to find time for. You put Smart back in the lineup, and then guys go down the pecking order, and then you get guys sitting on the bench with poo-poo face because they're not getting their playing time. Number two, Indiana is not very good. I mean, let's just be real. No Victor Oladipo. I mean, they blew a 10-point lead and lost by eight. Pharrell, they scored 12 points in the fourth quarter. So Indiana had a great first half, and then the real Pacers showed up, and everybody is just kissing Kyrie's ring. He had a great night. He's a great player. His hand is stamped. He's already done it in the finals. So we have a level of expectation that the guy's going to be good, but this group doesn't mix. Period, end of story. And if somehow, some way they pull it together for 20 games, they might be able to win it all, but I just have no faith they're going to be able to do so.
Here's the deal, Andy. Your boy Carver High, legend, he has been going on record as saying that the Celtics will annihilate everyone. And that the easiest of those pickings will be the Bucks, basically, is in not so many words. In Spanish, he said that he thinks they'll beat the Bucks. And therefore, what happened was now, apparently, what he's telling me tonight is thousands of people, and like literally the entire city of Milwaukee today wants him dead. Like, he went on the air, we're on there, and he went on the air and said they basically suck and they're going to get rolled by the Celtics. And now all these people want Carver High dead. And because I am his boy, I think they want me dead too, because I know him, so I'm cool with that. We'll fight you. And then what do you think of that? What do you think of Carver High standing up for the Celtics against an entire city of people that want him dead?
Well, that is Carver High's way, number one. And, you know, I ran into him at the Big East tournament, and I could sense that there was impending danger because that's just how Carver High rolls. But look, here's the thing with Milwaukee. They got a great player. Giannis is fantastic. You may not be able to slow him down. But can the Bucks 1-5 match up with the Celtics? Like, I could see a scenario where Carver High is right and the Celtics do beat the Bucks, but then turn around and lose to Toronto in the Eastern Conference Final. Guys, I just think, because it's happened so much this year, I don't know if everybody's going to be able to put the egos aside. If they do, they can make a run. They haven't been able to this year, and I have no reason to believe that that's going to go away, especially if Kyrie has nights like he had, which they need to win. However, there's going to be resentment from the youth on that roster.
The great Andy Gresh is back on the bench. Let's go to phase two, the Bruins. I bet on them in Toronto in game four. I went to the window on the Bruins and hit that bet. I'm very excited about it. I actually think they took control of that game and the series now that they go home for game five. If they play like they did in Toronto and win game five, do you feel they'll finish off Toronto?
Yeah, I do, Pharrell, and I think it might be seven because that's how these two teams play each other. You can look, I mean, these are four very different games when you break them down. And, Pharrell, I thought last night, look, if Pastrnak and Marchand are going to bring it the way they did and elevate that first line, then they may end up winning in six because they are that good. I think the Bruins' depth is coming back. What was it? Jakobsen, I think it is. He ended up coming back, and they're waiting on Sean Corrali. I mean, they're getting troops. They play disciplined. They seem to mesh well with this Bruce Cassidy as well. This guy was down in Providence for a while, and people in the hockey world knew who he was, but us around here, we were like, okay, that guy coached in Providence. Oh, I guess that's what you do. You move up. But he coached a lot of these guys, and the veterans have really taken to him. Pharrell, I love this team, and I'll tell you what, Columbus did God's work, because I don't know about you. I don't know if you've thought about it. Would you make the Bruins a favorite in a series against Columbus next round, even though they were white hot and completely embarrassed them?
I got to tell you, I think that I would take the Bruins in the series based on I really think they're four lines deep. And, you know, I just think they can really move the puck and score goals. And, yep. and they have – and they fire shots, and I like the way they play. The difference being is that Columbus, that 1-2-2 trap, literally ruined Tampa. So if they can't solve through the neutral zone that problem, then they'll be in trouble. But I think – they're good enough to beat Columbus. I do believe they're better than Columbus. And then God only knows what will happen on the other half of the Eastern Conference with whatever. But I think Boston will get through. I really do. That's just me, though. Let me ask you about the Red Sox problems. Everyone wants to say it's on Mookie Betts. But then there's guys like Chris Sale who've just been disastrous. What is going on with the world champion Red Sox?
It's amazing how terrible they are, and I think it's cumulative. Look, the starters had a terrible run on the road. First 10 games of the year, they were hot garbage, and you're right. Sale, there's something wrong with him. When he says he can't figure it out, that's really bothersome. Yes, the lineup is down, but come on. I mean, you're throwing Mookie Betts out with a baby. You know, it's like throwing out the baby with the bathwater. What, are you kidding me? He'll turn it around and get his numbers by the end of the year. The problem is there are other guys around him that are slumping. Benintendi's been out. Carver High could hit more than Jackie Bradley right now, whose OPS is less than, like, the weight of Carver High. Let's put it that way. He's terrible at the plate, and the Red Sox just suck with this guy, Farrell, in part because they made bad decisions. They still have, like, 4 more years to pay Dustin Pedroia, and that guy got hurt and went back on the injured list again. So because you're spending money there, you got to keep Eduardo Nunez at, like, $5 million. And then they got these turds in the bullpen that we know nothing about because the team's been so bad, you don't even know if you have a closer. You don't know if you have a bullpen. It's a freaking mess right now, and they're all preaching consistency and we'll turn it around and it'll be okay. They don't have the horses like they did last year, and it's more than just not having Craig Kimbrel.
So let me ask you this. Pedroia is injured again, the knee problems, blah, blah, blah. Do you feel, because he's a legend there, he really is like one of the all-time greats that they absolutely adore. Now, I'm sure people are very frustrated that he hasn't played in like basically a year and a half or something, but do you think he's finished?
Yeah, I do. He'll never be the MVP level that he was whenever he won that out of nowhere. Here's what he is, Farrell. He's Scrappy Doo, and that's great, and it's a good cartoon. But at the end of the day, he just doesn't win, and that's where he's at right now. He was Scrappy Doo to begin with, and he found a way to win. And now, if he's not healthy, the guy's not going to be able to give it to you anymore. And I want to say it's like 4 more years at $13 million. Ben Cherington, that was one of the gifts he left behind in the organization. I don't dislike Petey. I think he's a little overhyped if you really look at the numbers. A couple good years in there, but because he was viewed as an overachiever, people loved his numbers and thought he was great every year. But at the end of the day, Frel, that's just going to be a guy sitting at the end of the bench. You're paying a lot of money, and you better hope he can teach other people how to play the game.
Andy Gress with us. Lastly, the Patriots schedule, and obviously they're already favorites with the Chiefs for the Super Bowl, and they beat the Chiefs by 6 in that overtime game in Arrowhead. Another Super Bowl run for certain for the Patriots. No Gronk. What do you think?
Farrell, I listen to you almost every night, and I hear you joking all the time about it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happens with the Patriots. It doesn't matter if someone gets hurt or goes
right
down. Because Belichick is going to find a way, and there is a part of me that thinks he's going to figure it out. But what worries me the most is not so much the players, because Belichick will either coach people up to get him where he needs them to be, or he'll find some diamonds in the rough. He doesn't have a bunch of coaches around him other than Josh McDaniels and maybe one other guy on offense who've really been around for a while. Their defensive staff is still a mess. And who's going to – Bill Belichick is not against pushback if you know what you're doing and he has your respect. And I think for a while he had guys in those rooms, even underneath like a Matt Patricia, who could speak up and feel comfortable doing so. When you don't have that, do you run the risk of getting stale? That's where hopefully Tom Brady's input can come into play. But, they'll figure it out. And the worst-case scenario is they're going to go to the AFC title game. And if it's at home, they've always got a shot.
Yeah, they always win and go to the Super Bowl. That's what they do. Andy, great stuff. Thanks for coming on the bench, brother. I'll check you out.
Anytime, Pharrell. See ya.
All right, Andy Gresh of CBS Sports Radio and WPRO in Providence.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, Rick Haro joins us from Jupiter, Florida, where celebrities, golfers, and owners of NFL teams like to get arrested by the police.
Thank you.
It's true.
Thank you.
I think the cops there are out to get all those people, actually.
You remember Tony La Russa fell asleep at a red light.
Right.
He was kind of caught, and on and on and on and on.
I mean, there's more than him. I mean, it's
Tiger was going the wrong way down a street. He said he was driving down to San Diego. He turned out okay. I mean, honestly, and it was the police in Jupiter are let's say not the most tolerant in the world.
Apparently not. I think they're going to lose to Robert Kraft's lawyers too.
Well, he's got a battery of them, and now we're talking about the Constitution, and the issue is, do you release that footage? We have enough to worry about now with the Mueller report, but I think this one's next.
So what did you think of, because, the Tiger, you were there at the Masters, the greatest comeback ever in sports?
Maybe in life. I had the real good fortune of spending time and having lunch with Jack Nicklaus 2 weeks before. We were talking about the book, and he's a contributor, and I've asked each one of them to kind of sign a copy for me. It was, like, really important. And he is a hero and a mentor, and on and on. He lives close. But his victory seems to be less significant because maybe it was the fact that he didn't overcome as much, or maybe it was the fact that we didn't think that he was completely through. This one feels like it's the biggest thing ever. And, 15 years from now, every human being on Earth is going to say they were there.
Carver, hi. Have you noticed how, in all seriousness, how your boy Haro hasn't sent us a copy of the book?
I haven't gotten one. I know you haven't either.
Just, maybe we should text him the address here at CBS.
Right. Yeah, he has your address at home.
The check's in the mail. Uh-huh. I got to deliver one personally.
Listen to him stammering.
Well, I gotta believe that Rick's probably coming next month to Bethpage, right, Rick? So you could hand deliver a copy.
I'm going to Bethpage.
He's stammering.
You'll take me to Del Frisco's, and I'll give you a book.
Listen, I'll be glad to take you to Del Frisco's. I love that place. I'll just for my own pleasure. That would be a gratifying experience to have a big fat steak. I mean. You know what I mean?
Cocktail, steak, and me as company.
Listen.
What more do you want?
And then we can spend an hour and a half talking bad about people.
Well, and you do that anyway. So
right.
That's perfect. Let's talk about the day we sat at the Orange Bowl and got the Georgia Tech kill Miami.
All right, there you go. That was our first dump with you in a while on the air. So let's go to who benefited the most from it? CBS, Nike, the PGA Championship. Who ended up benefiting the most from what Tiger did?
I think all of them did. You know, obviously, CBS ratings through the roof, but the streaming was even bigger, obviously. I think the golf industry benefited more because how about a major 3 weeks later? You know, it used to be you go and you wait 2 months, and now everybody's going to be at Bethpage. Bethpage benefits May 16 through 19, and the biggest loser are the fans because $2,500 for the tickets. Now we're talking maybe $3,500 or $4,000 next year already. And it's going to be even bigger because Tiger has made himself relevant again and the industry relevant for people who are non-golfers, maybe for the next decade as he chases Jack.
Carver High had mentioned to me earlier that, because of Bethpage and everything, that the PGA Championship will be going on in May. And he said to me, quote, "Screw them. It's all about the Islanders," end quote. And then, so in other words, he's saying, you can have your little golf tournament down the street, but we're going to be over here watching hockey and drinking beer.
Yeah, but the Penguins don't like you, and frankly, everybody in the golf industry don't like either.
You know who shouldn't like me with the Penguins? Who shouldn't like me with the Penguins is Letang and Kessel, because they got to go.
Well, and how about the Lightning? What about that? I'm going there tomorrow. It's like a wake there. That I've never seen it.
How about
like
this?
That.
The guy, they gave the guy Cooper an extension like a week ago, and a new extension and more money. And then today they're like, we believe in John Cooper. You know, they had the proverbial, listen, we stand by our guy. You know what that means in Portuguese is because
uh-oh,
we owe him $15 million.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Stand by your guy with the way out the door. That was the biggest collapse. It's the Cincinnati Bengals of hockey.
It really is. So what do you think of the Devils winning the draft lottery and getting Jack Hughes? A lot of people really excited about it around here. I've noticed no decrease in traffic.
Well, but the thing about the Devils is they've been kind of dormant since, you know, their clutch and grab and their Stanley Cups. But it's amazing how a draft can invigorate somebody. The only team that it hadn't really worked with is the Sabres. Remember, you know, Eichel, remember all those big draft picks that hadn't worked yet. But everybody else, it's been fine.
So baseball, teams are worth $1.7 billion. Is Derek Jeter's team worth $1.7
billion? $1.7 billion cents. Let me tell you, I was there yesterday. I was at Comiskey. I guess you don't call it that anymore, right? Guaranteed Rate after the Grand Prix. I was there Monday for the Royals. And then I was at the Cubs game yesterday in Miami on the way home. And they had 8,000 people. When you combined them, maybe not even 8,000. And
wow.
In Miami, I guarantee you, 95% Cub fans. And it was only maybe 7,000 people. And I can tell you some stories about media access, but I will tell you this. For a team that's 4-480, they better get a little more humble, to be honest about it, and be a little less empowered because they are losing the fan base that they never had. And you can't afford that. And for me, to help bring baseball to Miami, it pains me to see what that group and the group before has done with a lousy organization and a pathetic team on and off the field.
Wow.
And it's getting worse.
Wow, and maybe they're going to have to bring Pharrell back to South Florida because I was the last person to ever get people to go to Marlins games in 2003. And not only that, I brought him a World Series trophy and I got pictures to prove it, and all of them are naked.
Yeah, but hey, even naked pictures is going to work here. They got to do something, right? Because you get Stanton, you know, Yelich, you know, maybe the next coming of Lou Gehrig. Yeah, who cares about a team that cultivates their guys and lets them go?
Where do you think I should move, Rick? Back to Miami, or should I move to San Diego?
I think you should move to Miami because I need a golf partner here. Nobody likes
That's
me.
That's true. What has Trump done to the Cubans?
He's made it that much harder to get them out of the country. If you remember, they had a player development deal with Major League Baseball. It was the Obama administration, so I guess he says they have to go. And it brings back memories of the kidnapping of Yasiel Puig when he was on an island. Drug dealers got him out, and then they held him up before they could get him done. MLB has deals with China, Korea, Japan, but apparently not Cuba anymore.
How about the NCAA tournament? They had over 100 million live hours consumed of live streams for that tournament.
Well, how about this? Television was great, billion-dollar deal, but to be able to watch everything online and to take advantage of the streaming, it creates value that no other event has done. Even the Masters has gotten into it a little more, but leave it to the NCAA years ago with CBS to basically make it available, not charge, and all of a sudden they've gotten some benefit from it. A really, really good tournament. 85-90% increases, Instagram, Facebook, et cetera. They're doing the right thing.
So tell me, a little NASCAR. Jimmy Johnson ran in the Boston Marathon. That was cool. And how about, so they're not going to let Monster Energy sponsor, the one single sponsor of NASCAR, like the main sponsor. They're going to now have this tiered partnership model, so they're getting rid of them, or are they keeping them and adding a bunch of other ones?
Keeping them, adding a bunch of other ones, hoping Monster stays with a kind of stripped-down version where they used to be called Monster Energy deal. Now they'll figure out what the name is. They'll give them some benefits, but not as much as before. And Jimmy Johnson, that was cool. But, you know, the idea that he had to stay in his car for the marathon was really tough.
So what is the deal with the Big 12 three title games, the new ESPN deal with the Big 12? What's that all about?
3 years, stability. Big 12 is in the middle of a 13-year deal worth $2.5 billion. Through 2002 with Fox and ESPN sharing the rights to the regular season. Now they want stability. Obviously, Joe Castiglione, the Oklahoma AD, and others really want to make sure that they can get the benefit of the postseason deal because it looks like Oklahoma is going to be, you know, every year, who's the next Kyler Murray. And with Texas playing well, you never know what's going to happen.
So I need to skip all this other stuff. I want to go up to the power of sports. The WNBA jerseys are going to have AT&T, the first time they've ever had the logo sponsor. And what did you think of Breanna Stewart tearing her Achilles in Russia? Why was she playing over there? Money or something?
Well, money, and also it's part of a tournament as well, and she probably should have thought a little more. But, you know, you never know when a player is playing for charity, but also to be part of this whole deal. If you look back and you say that's really too bad, but you can say that about every kind of deal. And then AT&T is demonstrating about giving back. It's for the LGBTQ community as well. The draft held at Nike's headquarters in New York, and they're talking about how they are a very important part of what the NBA stands for. Good for them.
All right. Fabulous stuff as always, Rick. Have a great Easter weekend with the family down in lovely Jupiter. Say hi to the Popo down there for me.
You, my friend, as well. Talk to you next week.
There he is, Rick Haro, everyone. Let's go to Philip in Dallas on the ticket. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, bro. Can I get a Budweiser?
Can we get him a cold Budweiser?
Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
I just wanted to say I was at the Dallas at the Stars game last night, and I just wanted to say just how much I just think Jamie Benn's leadership is just really taken over along with Zuccarello, and I don't see the leadership coming out of Nashville at all. So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks,
well, there you go. I don't know about that. I think they got some great players on that team, Forsberg, and, you know, obviously you got your boy on defense. He's a stud, P.K. Subban. So I think, and Pekka Rinne, they got a lot of players that have been there, done it. Bonino, Arvidsson, these guys have been to the, you know, Stanley Cup. Bonino won the Cup, and these other guys have been to the finals. So I don't think there's no leadership. But I will say this. I thought that, you know, the Stars played great, and you got, you know, Radulov scoring, Cagliano, Zuccarello coming back. He had a broken arm. He's back with him now, immediately making an impact. He's got three goals in the playoffs, a power play goal last night. Zuccarello's really giving him a nice spark. They just kicked their ass. Hines played great. Yossi played great for Nashville. That was it. But I thought, you know, you pour it on, score all those goals. To me, it doesn't have anything to do with leadership. It just has to do with the Predators got worked. They played no defense, and they got lit up. Carver High got a problem with that?
No, look, I think that I have a problem with the way Nashville's played for probably the last 2.5 months. So I think that that's the real issue.
So you think they're about to go out? What are they, 2-2 now?
I think they're still going to find a way, but it's going to be tough for them.
But it's 2-2?
Yes.
All right, we'll take your calls, 855-212-4CBS, to get on the bench.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.